Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningan M. Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Union Budget 2026-27 focuses on high-value agriculture. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan urges for peace, inclusive development and infrastructure growth in the Northeast. Minister Temjanim Nalong calls for promotion of Naga traditional wrestling sports economy. An advisor Hekani Jakhalu says Nagaland has emerged as leader in Northeast export readiness. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with a focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government has focused on high-value agriculture products. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oil seeds.
आज दालों से लेकर तिलहन तक देश रिकॉर्ड उत्पादन कर रहा है लेकिन अब जब 21वीं सदी का दूसरा क्वार्टर शुरू हो चुका है तब कृषि क्षेत्र को नई ऊर्जा से भरना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है इस साल के बजट में इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे
The Prime Minister said the government is placing a strong emphasis on bringing technology into agriculture. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has remarked that the Northeast region has seen transformative infrastructural progress and peace initiatives over the past decade under leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the 8th convocation ceremony of Nagaland University at Lumami in Suniboto district today.
This year, Union Budget of 2026-27 has seen a record allocation of over 1,800 crore for the development of Northeastern region. And these allocations will go a long way in securing opportunities for a brighter future for our state, especially the young generation who are getting out of this campus today. Further, the historic tripartite agreements between the central government and the Nagaland government and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization was signed in February 2026 at the initiative of the Honorable Union Minister Sri Amisaji, peace is a must. There will be differences. If there is no difference, there is no democracy.
He emphasized the importance of peace and inclusive development and called for mutual respect in a democratic society and remarked that it is essential for progress. Referring to the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority FNTA agreement, he noted that peace and cooperation are vital for overall development of Nagaland.
Long-standing issues in the Eastern Nagaland and will bring a positive impact on the overall development of Nagaland.
Nagaland and Chief Rector of the University, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, described the convocation as a celebration of perseverance, discipline and academic achievement and added that Nagaland University, as the only central university in the state, carries a significant responsibility to promote higher learning, research and innovation. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang encouraged graduates to use their education to become responsible citizens and contribute to peace and development. Earlier, Vice Chancellor Jagdish Kumar Patnaik presented the university report. During the ceremony, degrees were conferred and 11 gold medals were awarded to toppers from various academic streams. During the visit, the Vice President also laid the foundation stone for the HEFA Phase 2 buildings at Nagaland University. Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu today said Nagaland has topped the Northeast and secured the third position nationally among small states in the latest Export Readiness Index released by Niti Aayog. She was delivering the keynote address at Export State Summit 2026 in Chumukedima district.
On our part, we have been trying our best to make put the system in place. When Niti Aayog, they have this ranking. It's not that, you know, you just meet someone and you're ranking. It's just we send information in a common platform and then that's how they assess the markings are given. So it's a very fairly done.
Ms. Jakhalu also informed that the Department of Industries and Commerce signed a Memorandum of Understanding on February 5 with the Indian Institute of Foreign Trade Kolkata to establish an export facilitation center in Nagaland to help entrepreneurs access global markets. She added that the department plans to identify 750 high-potential entrepreneurs who will receive mentoring support to help scale their businesses. Ms. Jakhalu stressed that entering export markets requires adherence to international standards, certifications and regulatory compliance, noting that sustained effort and commitment are key to long-term success. The summit was organized by Department of Industries and Commerce in collaboration with the Nagaland Industrial Development Corporation. Lok Sabha Member of Parliament S. Supong Meran Jamir conducted inspection of ongoing construction works at Dimapur Railway Station and reviewed progress of construction activities and assessed implementation of the development works at the railway station. Mr. Jamir also urged authorities to maintain quality standards and ensure that construction works are completed within stipulated time frame. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. First phase of Census of India 2027, house listing and housing census will be conducted across the state from 1st to 30th July 2026. Home Department notified that the exercise will be carried out under provisions of the Census Act 1948 and the Census Rules 1990. The self-enumeration option will be available from 16th to 30th June 2026, allowing residents to submit their census details before the official house listing phase begins. Nagaland's Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imna Along, today called for the promotion of Naga traditional wrestling and the development of a sports economy in the state. He was addressing the inaugural program of the 30th Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship, along with the first NWA Under 15 and first NWA Provisional Championship 2026, come first wrestling festival at Kucheje Kohima local ground. Mr. Along appreciated the growth of Naga wrestling, noting that while tribes such as the Chakasang, Angami and Zeliang were traditionally known for the sport, it has now expanded to communities including the Rengma, Sumi, Chang, Lotha, Pochuri and Sangtam.
Nagaland is doing and progressing very well today, not only in Naga traditional wrestling but also in other sports categories. We are thankful to God that Nagas are physically fit. Sportsmen and sportswomen not only bring pride to their community, to their state, to their family, but also bringing economy to the state and to yourself.
The minister highlighted how the Department of Tourism, Government of Nagaland and the Ministry of Tourism, Government of India has interest to partner in promoting Naga traditional wrestling and supporting future wrestling festivals. Mr. Along further suggested that Naga traditional wrestling should be showcased during mini hornbill festivals to attract national and international tourists and encourage wider participation. Pukye Shohe from Sumi Wrestling Association emerged champion of the first provisional Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship 2026, which concluded today. Yang Kithang Shitari from Lotha Tribe finished second, followed by Lumsa Sangtam and Jochuyu Semi from Rengma finishing third and fourth. The champion was awarded 2 lakh rupees. In the under 15 category, Menyo Krezo Metha from Angami Tribe emerged as the winner. Second place went to Mudoto Dozo of Chakasang Wrestling Association. Kutho Puro and Chure Pohena, both from the Chakasang, were placed 3rd and 4th position. The champion pocketed 1 lakh rupees. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Union Budget 2026-27 focuses on high-value agriculture. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan urges for peace, inclusive development and infrastructure growth in the Northeast. Minister Temujin Imna Along calls for promotion of Naga traditional wrestling sports economy. And Advisor Hekani Jakhalu says Nagaland has emerged as leader in Northeast export readiness. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.